processional hymn number 647, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's on this, the 10th Sunday after Trinity, for our all-age worship service. We welcome visitors in particular. All of you are most welcome, and we follow the order of service as before you in your service sheets. This is the day that the Lord has made. To be glad in it. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now.
We are sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone, be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
collect for today, the 10th Sunday after Trinity. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions. Make them to ask such things as should please you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
So, when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." They said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Thanks be to God.
Allow the rector to assist.
Ah, rector. I might wander.
You have 7 minutes.
Oh, dear. I'll do my utmost, or utmost, or whatever. Well, I think you can all see what I've got this morning. And I got that the other day, and I intended getting a loaf of bread, which was medium, and this one says thick. And there was a comment made when I arrived back home again, which perhaps summed it all up. Anyway, it is a loaf of bread, because we've been hearing an awful lot about bread so far this morning. In fact, the words of the reading are included in this morning's service. I wonder who can tell me as quickly as possible how many times the word bread or the word loaf or loaves appears in that reading. And we have, what, 20 seconds? And I tell you after that. This is highly concentrated, isn't it? Peace, perfect peace. Great. I heard it already, and you're quite right. How many? 7 times the word bread or loaves mentioned this morning. I'm going to put this one down now at this particular point. Bread is at the center of everything, and that reminds me of a little story I'm going to tell you this morning. It's a story, on this occasion, about myself. A number of years ago now, maybe 20 years ago, I was asked to go to Egypt. And I was asked to go there to attend the opening of an annex to a hospital, and also to celebrate an anniversary of that hospital. And that all went very well. And after that was all over, I went to Cairo, and then decided that I would like to go to St. Catherine's Monastery, away out in the Sinai Peninsula. and possibly to climb Mount Sinai. So off I hitched with a colleague, got on the bus in Cairo, and travelled for about 6 hours across the desert. And all I had was water. Water, water, and plenty of water. And it was an interesting experience because on the way, every time I decided I wanted a drink of water, if somebody near me didn't have any water, they just took my bottle and took a drink out of it and gave it back to me. And being sort of fairly fussy people as we are in this country, it took me a while to get used to that, the fact that I had to share my bottle of water with maybe 5 other people. Anyway, we travelled across this desert for about 6 hours in great heat. I think probably just as hot, Rector, as you've had in the last few days down in the Iberian Peninsula. And eventually the bus stopped, and he said, "This is as near as I go to St. Catherine's Monastery. You'll have to walk the rest of the way, 2 miles across the desert." So off we set, 2 miles across the desert. Now, we've been given instructions. Whenever you arrive at the desert, at the monastery, you must look like priests, and you must dress accordingly. And we're giving you a letter from the Greek Orthodox bishop. If you hand it in at the door, they'll let you in. So we walked across the desert in our shorts until we got to a tree, a rather poor tree, near the entrance to the monastery, where we got behind the tree, put on our garb, the cassock, and looked very priestly, and then walked up to the front door and knocked. And somebody came out and said, "Yes," and said, "We are priests from the Church of Ireland. We have a letter here, and we're told if we hand this letter in, we might be able to stay here." So he said, "Just a minute." And away he went, and he came back. And he said, "Yes, fathers, you can come in. You're very, very welcome. And you can stay for the night," which delighted us. He brought us to our rooms, or to our cells. And then he said, "We're having a meal very soon." And we were delighted because we'd eaten nothing all day. And we went down to the refectory, and he informed us, the man who was looking after us, that they were having a fast that day, and there wouldn't be a great deal of food. Anyway, we had plenty of water, and what did we get for this meal? We got bread, and bread, and rather congealed rice, which I didn't fancy, but more bread, and more bread. And then, "Now, fathers, we'll have a prayer, and I hope you sleep well." And that was it. And the next morning, I'm dragging this one out a bit with apologies, next morning got up about 4 or 5 o'clock to climb Mount Sinai. And we managed to climb, 2 of us, to the top of Mount Sinai, retracing the journey of Moses. And incidentally, the hymn we heard earlier on this morning was based on the burning bush experience of Moses, and St. Catherine's Monastery is on the site of the burning bush, or the reputed site of the burning bush. So up the side of the mountain we went, and we had with us supplies of bread and water. And we value those. 5 hours later, we got to the top of the mountain, and down we came again, back to the monastery, and then we were told, "Now, fathers, there's another meal, but we're still fasting." So we had more water, and more bread, and more bread. And then we got on the bus and we went back to Cairo. So every time I think of bread, and we sing that hymn which we sang, Rector, with your kind agreement and Dr. McGee's agreement this morning, "Bread of Heaven," I think of that experience and all the bread we managed to eat on that occasion. This morning, as you'll realize, we're thinking about bread. We've been hearing about it in the lesson, we've been singing about it, and bread is very essential. We can't do without it. And because we're very fortunate in this part of the world to have food, and plenty of food, we maybe have high expectations. But bread and water are central to our very existence. We are fortunate, we have more than bread. And this morning, later on, we're going to be focusing on 2 of our very good parishioners, Emma and Sarah, and a trip they're going to make in the near future to, I think it's Mount Kilimanjaro. Am I right in thinking that, Rector? You can fill us in on all that. And they are doing that, together with other people, in order to raise money to provide people who have very, very little in life with maybe essentials,
maybe bread and a little bit more. So they're going up a mountain with a very good purpose in mind. I went up a mountain, and maybe my purpose wasn't quite as good as that, but nevertheless, it was very good for the soul. So I hope this morning all of us will support that particular venture. And remember bread. It's mentioned so often. I think it was last week, although I didn't focus on it, we heard the reading of the feeding of the 5,000, the people who were fed by Jesus, bread to meet their needs. And on a number of occasions, Jesus catered for the needs of people and fed them. And bread is mentioned as representative of food. But there are many other ways in which God feeds us. He feeds us spiritually. Feed me till I want no more. That's not just a reference to the bread we eat every day of the week. It's a reference to the spiritual food God gives us. And how can we get that? In all sorts of ways. By praying, by coming to church and worshipping, by reflecting in our own quiet ways on life. And hopefully, as we do so, we will grow in strength, we will not be hungry spiritually, and we can look to the Lord, who is the God and the Father of us all. So bread is the essential theme today. Have another look at that reading at some stage. And later on, when we're having our coffee, because I might as well put in another plug for it, and you will as well, Rector, remember how fortunate we are that we have those things for our daily food. Give us this day our daily bread, not just the food we eat, but the spiritual food which keeps you and me going from day to day. Thank you, Rector, for your help.
Glad to be of assistance.
Thank you.
you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Son Jesus Christ who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in Him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. In our prayers we give thanks that Jesus is the bread of life, and that with Him we will never go hungry. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for so often being content with the second best in our spiritual lives. Thank You that You are the bread of life, and for Your promise that he who comes to You will never go hungry. From now on, give us this bread, and help us day by day to feed on You, and so to live forever. Amen. And as we give thanks that You, O Lord, are indeed the bread of life, and as we receive the bread of life from You, may we share our faith with one another, through our words and through our actions, and may people see Christ, the bread of life, reflected in all aspects of our lives. Grant, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to Your pilgrim people a living faith, renewed vision, and a fresh sense of purpose, so that we may worship You, proclaim Your love, serve each other, and bring Your peace and hope to the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we give thanks for our approach here in St. Columba's to have an open door and to connect with the community, both here locally and also overseas. On this day in particular, we do pray for Emma and Sarah Craig as they prepare to climb Kilimanjaro, and for all those who are going to be with them in this expedition. We give thanks for the outward approach to support those who are in need as they seek to raise money for the Chisi orphanage in northern Tanzania at the foot of the mountain. We pray for Your guidance upon them, O Lord, and those travelling with them for safe journey as they seek to serve You in both word and deed, to offer support and in blessing to those there. Help us, dear God, to welcome adventurers in kindness. There are so many people who need a friendly hand, who would appreciate neighbourly aid, who are starved for sympathy and a smile, who would be glad for the good turn we might do. Keep us alert to see the needs of others. May we be responsive to every true appeal for help, and so live our lives with deep contentment, according to the pattern shown by our Master Jesus, who went about doing good, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In our parish family here in St. Columba's, we pray for those who are bereaved. In particular, we pray for Anella Gallon and her brother Craig Gallon, following the death of their mother, Geraldine. We give thanks for Geraldine's long support for this church over many, many years, and we give thanks that she is now rest in Your nearer presence. Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously, we pray, with the Gallon family and all those who mourn on this day, that casting all their care on You, they may know the consolation of Your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We join together in saying, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to You for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talent to lead our parish organization. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. I want to thank Canon Ken Smith for presiding over St. Columba's during this past week, while the four of us from the rectory got some family time away. It's good to be back, and I'm most grateful to you, Ken, for looking after all matters ecclesiastical during this past week. While we were away, Canon Smith marked his second retirement very, very quietly. As you will know, that he retired as the Church of Ireland chaplain of the Ulster Hospital on Tuesday at midnight. And we do want to wish you well for your second retirement. And we do want to say to Mrs. Jenny Smith, enjoy having so much more of your husband as you continue a second retirement over these years to come. We are delighted here in St. Columba's that you are continuing with ministry here, and long may that be so. Those of you who have been in the Ulster Hospital as a patient would have had the benefit and the blessing of Canon Smith's ministry as chaplain. One of the aspects to which we have with hospitals is we need parishioners to tell us when you're going into hospital. This is particularly now acute, as Canon Smith will no longer be walking along the corridors searching out Church of Ireland patients and also parishioners from St. Columba's. So do please let me know, our Canon Laverty, our Canon Smith, when you are going into hospital, and we will be delighted to come along to see you, but we need to know first. After this service, as you've heard already, there's going to be refreshments being hosted today by Emma and Sarah Craig along with their families, and we do want to wish them well as they set off very, very soon for an amazing adventure to Kilimanjaro. They're going to be climbing up mountains, they're going to be doing a lot of work and raising money with the team they're going to be with for those who are in great need. And it is a source of great opportunity, a source of great blessing, that here in St. Columba, so many of our young people get involved in projects to help other people and those who are in need. And so today we have an opportunity to support former junior church wardens Emma and Sarah Craig, and there's a lot in the pew news today about their work, and do please stay for coffee and chat with the Craig family, who will give you more information. Just a reminder that the funeral service for Geraldine Gallon will take place at 2 p.m. at Roselawn Crematorium on Thursday. Articles for the September Columban are due at the editor of Billy McAlpine at tea time on Wednesday. And so we come to our final prayers. Let us pray. Together we pray, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.